This is Kevin Lytle, your Colorado State Athletics beat reporter for the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. I'm Tanner Schwint, filling in for Brady Hull, who's down in Wiggins, Colorado. I do have to say, you know, Wiggins, I love it down there. They've got a really cool little bar downtown, by the way, Hooligans, if you need to check that out. A little dive bar there that is fantastic. Joining us now, the pride of Wiggins, Colorado, Denver Bronco, Dalton Reisner. Dalton, thanks so much for taking some time out of your camp, man. It sounds like your right hand must be a little tired from signing all those autographs.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. Appreciate you giving Wiggins a little bit of a shout-out. And, yeah, once again, shout-out to Brady for being down here in Wiggins to do this. It just means so much, man. So I'm loving it down here, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, how many times did you stop by Stubbs Gas Station while you were growing up down there?
Come on now, man. That was the spot, you know. As many times as I could for breakfast. There's some chicken tenders and some honey mustard and ranch. I mean, you name it.
Their pizza,
that was
man.
The spot.
Their pizza
oh, their
is
pizza.
Phenomenal.
I mean, it's greasy, you know, the point where you feel like you have to take a shower, but it's worth it, right?
It absolutely is. So, Dalton, talk to me about this camp that you're hosting down there, man. I mean, this goes so far with kids from all over, not just Wiggins, but Eastern Colorado, Northern Colorado, all over the place, man. Talk to me about this camp.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's our first annual really big camp down here. Me and my father and our family have been doing football camps down here in Wiggins for a long time, but after I got drafted, you know, we took the first year as a rookie and not really do anything too big, and then COVID hit. So this was the first time we've been able for me really to do a camp in Wiggins, Colorado, partnered with my foundation and with our Wiggins football team, and open it up to everybody. I'm a big believer that you have a nonprofit foundation to give back to other people, and one of my biggest, you know, emphasis in my life is to make sure I use my platform for football to do good and do right by others and make an actual impact in life. And you know, that's why we had the camp down here. We opened it up to the whole state of Colorado. Shoot, we have people from Vail, people from Kansas. I think someone from Tampa Bay came down. I mean, we've had great numbers all day today. The autograph line, I just got through it. It was about 2 hours long. So it's been absolutely tremendous. It's been free. Every kid's been able to get a free T-shirt. Quest Nutrition sponsored it. So there's cookies and protein bars. Body Armor sponsored the drinks. GQ Barbecue there in Denver, down in Lone Tree, they sponsored the lunch. So it's been phenomenal, man. It's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm sure for you, I mean, it keeps you in touch with your roots, too, being back out there on the high school field and seeing probably a lot of familiar faces there in Wiggins.
Yeah, you know, when you get to this point in your career, you know, you have a couple choices as to what kind of career you want to make out of it. You know, I love being a football player and playing for the Denver Broncos, but I want to be remembered for the acts of service I did off the field and the way that I used my platform to really – impact other people. So I mean that's what it's all about, you know, being back here in my roots. It's my second camp I've really done this summer. The first one I partnered with a precious child up in Denver, but being down here today, like you said, man, it's being back here in Wiggins where the dream started for me as a kid. You know, this is a lot of blood, sweat and tears that I'm sitting on in my lawn chair in the shade right now. You know, it might not have been like this the whole time back there when I was a kid. There's a lot of work put on this field to get to where I'm at today. So being back here, being able to give back to this community and the people back, it means everything to me.
Talking with Denver Broncos offensive lineman Dalton Reisner. And, you know, Dalton, so I've heard you got about, is it three modules to live by? Is that right?
Yeah, man, three modules to live by. You know, I had the first through fifth graders here this morning, so I could have cared less if we taught them one thing about football. I wanted them to come and have a good time and smile and get a free T-shirt and get to chat with the Denver Bronco, get an autograph from the Denver Bronco, and that's what it was all about. You know, of course, you guys know me. I'm always going to have to give a little bit of advice. You know, I talked about kindness. I talked about work ethic, and I talked about getting good grades and taking care of your schoolwork. I feel like for the grade age group that I was doing this morning, I felt like those are three things that needed to be here.
Yeah, well, and it's awesome, man. I mean, that's what sets it up first, right? And then that work on the football field will follow that. You mentioned your dad a little bit earlier, Dalton. Brady was telling me down there, your dad is absolutely yoked. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy, man. You don't want to get it to his head too much, but he's definitely looking good. He's been working his butt off.
Who wins a wrestling match there?
Let me check, see if he's around. If he's not within the distance, I'd win that for sure.
Yeah, right, right. Hey, I think that's smart, man. I think that's smart. So the camp goes on this afternoon. What is a couple of things? I mean, obviously the life advice, you can really relate to these kids, right? Because you played on the same field that you're practicing on right now, that a lot of these same guys are going to be playing under those Friday night lights. What are a couple of things that you want these kids to take away from their, you know, chance to meet you and be at your camp today?
Man, I want them to remember that whenever you do good in life, you can always give back. You don't have to be like some of the guys nowadays that want all the glory to go to themselves. You can give the glory to someone else. You can give the glory up to God. You can be a good person. You can be in the spotlight, and you can still be a good person and give back to other people. I want to remind them what's really important. You know, at this point in their lives, as we all know, sometimes you think sports are everything. You think your little high school is everything. But as you continue to grow up, you realize that, man, the way I treat people, the impacts that I make, the kindness that I have, that's the stuff that really lasts. That's the stuff that matters and defines people. So I just want to make sure I reiterate that and show them the type of man I am, be a great role model for these kids, and be someone that, you know, they can look up to, because I would have killed to meet a Denver Bronco whenever I was their age.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. You know, I grew up in Kersey, Colorado, and I was saying earlier, look, we had one guy, right? We had one guy that made it to the NBA, and that was Jason Smith, and I still remember the exact camp when he came back, so what you're doing is awesome. Dalton, if you don't mind for a second, you know, we're on July 12th here. What is your workout plan looking like? What are you doing around? Are you at the Broncos facility now most days? What's your offseason looking like?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I train at the Broncos facility year round. Off season, I stay here. I moved to Dallas for a little bit this year, trying to mix it up. But these last few weeks, I've been at LP, Lauren Lando Performance. That's down there in Centennial, Inglewood area, kind of right by Dove Valley, honestly. That's where I've been, trying to get outside of the facility, trying to stay away. I'm about to go to camp, and we're about to be there every single day, all day. So trying to get a little break from that, but I'm working out every day, man. Making sure I'm focusing on what I'm eating and getting ready for training camp, because, you know, that's when the war starts. So really excited for year three. Can't tell you how much I know I need to prove. Can't tell you how much I know the Broncos need to prove to Bronco country. This state's a pretty cool state when you're winning football games. But when you're not winning football games, a lot of people expect a lot. But, hey, we wouldn't want it any other way. We love how the fan base expects so much out of us. And I just think all the talk needs to stop. We need to go out there and be about it. Let's go out there and play football. Let's go win some football games. And that starts with myself looking myself in the mirror. You know, that's where it all starts. I think if all of us can do that on the team, we'll be just fine.
Well, it's pretty cool. What I've really enjoyed about this year, at least in the offseason, is there hasn't been really any talk about, well, the Broncos got to upgrade their offensive line, because that core group, man. Talk to me about the relationships and what a big stride, especially on that left side with you and Garrett Bowles last year. That was phenomenal to watch.
Yes, sir. You know, when it comes to the offensive line, I think that we made a lot of strides. I think we have a lot of work to do this year. Continue working well with Lloyd Cushenberry and Garrett Bowles on both sides of me. Graham Glasgow is going into year two. Bobby Massey and Calvin Anderson and Cam Fleming are going to have a big battle at right tackle. We'll see who comes out on top of that. But at the end of the day, like I told you, I don't care how much talk there is or how much there is about who had a good season last year or who's supposed to do really good this year. Let's show up to training camp. Let's kick some tail. Let's put five guys together that are separate individuals and make them form a fist and be a heck of an offensive line. Let's go out there and be about it, man. So I love my fellow offensive linemen, love the guys on the team with me. I think that we could do some really special things.
Yeah, you can't get out of this interview without one quarterback question. I apologize, Dalton, but look, how difficult
is
it?
All right, I'll see you guys later, okay?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you got that wrestling match with your dad coming up. I see how it is. No, how difficult? I don't need you to come out here and say, you know, I'm all behind this guy, I'm all behind that guy. Just walk me through as an offensive line unit, or you know, you can only talk for yourself, but how difficult is it when you've got different guys splitting reps? You know, they're barking different signals, they carry themselves differently. How challenging is that for you, and how is the team responding to that?
Man, it's one of those things that you have different quarterbacks, you know, you're going to have different quarterbacks. You get paid a lot of money to be a professional football player. You're going to have a quarterback that says the cadence different. One of the quarterbacks is going to roll out of his snap. The next guy is going to say the different play in the huddle, just a different way. One of them might be more of a leader. One of them might be more cautious. I mean, you can go on and on. So part of our job as offensive linemen is to get used to those things that you mentioned. Every quarterback's going to be different. Teddy and Drew are very much different right now. But they both bring different things to the table, man. Like, I'm proud of both of them. I think they can both be great quarterbacks for us. And you guys have known I've supported Drew all along. I think that he could be very successful for us if we could just give him some time. This league has been created into this league that you're expected to perform day one. A lot of these guys are very young, and they need some time to transform. And if we can give them the time to do that, I think we could be really successful. I was thrown in there immediately after I was drafted and expected to play at a high level. You know, sometimes you're expected to do things, and we all got to be up for that challenge. So I think that whoever's our quarterback this year is going to be great for us, man. I think that I'm going into the season expecting to have numerous quarterbacks this season because injury happens. COVID happened last year. I mean, you never know. It's always a great thing for an offensive lineman to be prepared to play with any guy. That's why training camp, OTAs, mini camp, it's so important to get used to those guys and what they do.
All right, Dalton, you got any way too early season predictions for us on how the Broncos are going to finish this year?
I just want to start out 3-0, man. I look at the first three games of the season, two on the road, one back at home. I think those three are all winnable football games. Like I mentioned earlier, that's a lot of talk. Let's quit with the talk. Let's go out there and just play some dang football. Let's win it one game at a time and one practice at a time. So to be honest with you right now, I'm worried about day one of camp, and then I'm going to focus on day two of camp. I'm sure I'll find myself in week one, and then I'm sure we'll be talking again. It'll be about week 17, and let's hope we're talking about playoff picture, my man.
Man, I love it so much. Hey, Dalton, real quick, before I let you go, tell people, anybody looking to check out your foundation, your charity, what you've set up, your nonprofit, what's the best way for them to check it out?
Check it out at the Riser Up Foundation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We have it on all three. Go to riserup.org. You can check it out on our website online, get to know us, what we're up to, send us an email. But other than that, man, check it out on social media. You guys will be able to stay up to date with us and what we've been up to. And go from there, man. Thank you so much for all the support.
Yeah, Dalton, coming from a guy that played in a small town and coaches small town football, thank you for what you're doing for those kids out there today. And thanks for taking some time with us. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, God bless, man. That's what it's all about, right? It's about kindness, us being good to people, man. So God bless you guys. Go Broncos, as always.
All right, thanks, Dalton. That is Dalton Reisner, Broncos offensive lineman. I love it. You're not going to find a more down-to-earth dude. I mean, you could just hear. I love that he had to check around. He had to make sure that his old man wasn't standing there anywhere close before he went off and said, yeah, he could take him. But that's just awesome what they're doing down there. Thanks to Bear Insurance for allowing this to happen. Brandon and Steve down there in Wiggins, they were the ones able to hook us up with all of this. So thanks to Bear Insurance for making this possible. I'll tell you what, we're going to get out early here. Zach Stevens is going to rejoin us. I apologize to Zach if he's listening. Zach Stevens is going to rejoin us. I wasn't done talking with Zach, so we're going to come back. But we had to get Dalton on there. That was the only time he could do it. So I tell you what, let's get a look at the local sports flash.